Chapter 9. Then, having summoned the 12 apostles, he gave them power and authority over all the devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them forth to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, "Take nothing for your journey, neither staff, nor wallet, nor bread, nor money, neither have two tunics. And whatever house you enter, stay there, and do not leave the place. And whoever does not receive you, go forth from that town, and shake off even the dust from your feet for a witness against them." And going forth, they went about from village to village, preaching the gospel and working cures everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was being done by him, and was much perplexed, because it was said by some, "John has risen from the dead," and by some, "Elias has appeared," and by others, "One of the prophets of old has risen again." But Herod said, "John I beheaded, but who is this about whom I hear such things?" And he endeavored to see him. And the apostles on their return reported to him all that they had done. And taking them with him, he withdrew apart to a desert place, which belonged to Bethsaida. But the crowds, on learning it, followed him. And he welcomed them, and spoke to them of the kingdom of God, and those in need of cure he healed. Now the day began to decline, and the 12 came up and said to him, "Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and farms round about and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a desert place here." But he said to them, "You yourselves give them some food." And they said, "We have not more than 5 loaves and 2 fishes, unless we are to go and buy food for all this crowd." For there were about 5,000 men present. Then he said to his disciples, "Make them recline in groups of 50s. And they did so, and made them all recline. And he took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, blessed them, and broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the crowds. And they all ate, and were satisfied. And what was left over to them was gathered up, 12 baskets of fragments. And it came to pass, as he was praying in private, that his disciples also were with him, and he asked them, saying, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" And they answered and said, "John the Baptist, and others, Elias, and others, that one of the ancient prophets has risen again." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "The Christ of God." But he strictly charged them, and commanded them not to tell this to anyone, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be put to death, and on the third day rise again." And he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For he who would save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world, but ruin or lose himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory, and that of the Father, and of the holy angels. But I say to you truly, there are some of those standing here who will not taste death till they have seen the kingdom of God." Now it came to pass about 8 days after these words that he took Peter, James, and John and went up the mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the appearance of his countenance was changed, and his raiment became a radiant white. And behold, two men were talking with him, and these were Moses and Elias, who, appearing in glory, spoke of his death, which he was about to fulfill in Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were heavy with sleep, but when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who were standing with him. And it came to pass, as they were parting from him, that Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us set up three tents, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias," not knowing what he said. But as he was speaking thus, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." And after the voice had passed, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silence and told no one at that time any of these things that they had seen. Now it came to pass on the following day, when they came down from the mountain, that a large crowd met him. And behold, a man from the crowd cried out, saying, "Master, I pray thee to look at my son, for he is my only child. And behold, a spirit seizes him, and he suddenly cries out, and it throws him down and convulses him so that he foams, and bruising him sorely, it scarcely leaves him. And I prayed thy disciples to cast it out, but they could not." But Jesus answered and said, "O unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and put up with you? Bring thy son here to me." And as he was yet coming near, the devil cast him down and threw him into convulsions. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the boy and restored him to his father. And all were astounded at the majesty of God. But while all marveled at all the things that he was doing, he said to his disciples, "Store up these words in your minds. The Son of Man is to be betrayed into the hands of men." But they did not understand this saying, and it was hidden from them, that they might not perceive it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. Now a discussion arose among them, which of them was the greatest. But Jesus, knowing the reasoning of their heart, took a little child and set him at his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this little child for my sake receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is the least among you, he is the greatest." But John answered and said, "Master, we saw a man casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he does not follow with us." And Jesus said to him, "Do not forbid him, for he who is not against you is for you." Now it came to pass, when the days had come for him to be taken up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before him. And they went and entered a Samaritan town to make ready for him. But they did not receive him, because his face was set for Jerusalem. But when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, "Lord, wilt thou that we bid fire come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them, saying, "You do not know of what manner of spirit you are. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. And it came to pass, as they went on their journey, that a man said to him, I will follow thee wherever thou goest. And Jesus said to him, The foxes have dens, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And he said to another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their dead, but do thou go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And another said, I will follow thee, Lord, but let me first bid farewell to those at home. Jesus said to him, No one, having putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.